More than 100 plans will greet you tomorrow if you go shopping for health insurance on the federally run State Insurance Exchange. More than 100 plans. One of those offering the plans, the biggest private insurer in the state of Florida, Florida Blue. Pat Garrity is the chairman and CEO of Florida Blue. Pat, welcome back to the Sunshine Economy here on WLRN. The premium levels that you're pricing your Florida Blue plans at in the state exchange, how different are those from the so-called private insurance market?
You know, there's a lot of factors in these plans because, first of all, it depends on what benefit levels you have today. In many cases, the benefit plans are richer because there's a defined level of benefits in each of the options within the Federal Affordable Care Act. So if you're getting higher benefits, that's going to impact the cost. And then there are other elements, including new provisions, new insurance provisions that were placed in place, like there's no limit to coverage, and there are wellness benefits and lots of other factors that are in the price. So you have all of those factors going on, and then you have the issue of what kind of subsidy mm-hmm. are you as an individual eligible for? So it's very hard to pin what one person's price is going to be. That's why we're suggesting that everybody take a good close look at this, and we're doing a lot of educational seminars to help people navigate through this decision.
The level of coverage obviously is going to depend. There's catastrophic care, which is generally a very high deductible and covers just, again, catastrophic health emergencies, all the way up to the gold plan, the so-called Cadillac plans. Do the prices that you're seeing in the marketplace correspond with prices that otherwise Florida Blue would be charging in an individual market that it has for the past several years without the federal marketplace?
Well, one of the challenges, Tom, is that today we have the opportunity to have a 7-to-1 ratio between our lowest price and our highest price. And the Affordable Care Act requires that there only be 3 tiers of pricing. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that means if you're on the upper end from an age perspective, that you'll get some relief in that part of the rating process. And younger folks will actually pay more. So it really depends on your individual circumstances. Both your age and your income will dictate greatly whether you're going to see a change in your price that will be substantial.
And the idea here is obviously to get younger, healthier, uninsured South Floridians into the risk pool. Do you think it'll be successful?
Well, I think that's a critical part of making sure that we have a healthy risk pool that will support everyone who's covered. We certainly are doing all the education and outreach that we possibly can. There's a federal mandate on the individual to get coverage.
Right.
And I think that's another critical component that will drive people to take a very serious look at being covered and making sure that they're not susceptible should they have some catastrophic event in their life.
You mentioned the individual mandate, which comes into play January 1st. That's why we're talking about the open enrollment. That's why the ACA is providing this kind of on-ramp into the individual market and has created these state exchanges to get folks into that risk pool. And there is a small fine if one is not participating in health insurance, and they should come January. Critics will say that fine isn't big enough. The fine is too cheap right at this point to provide incentives to the invincibles to get them into the risk pool.
Well, the fine increases each year. And so while it isn't a significant number this year at $95, it will increase over each year of the Affordable Care Act. So I think it was something of getting people used to it, but it will be significant enough for people to pay attention to it over time.
Yeah, $95 fine compared to a premium of close to $200 a month if you can look at the aggregate average for these state exchange plans that have been released from HHS. Doesn't seem like much of an incentive to get into that risk pool.
No, and I think the other thing, though, when you start the dialogue, you start to look at what's your liability should you have a significant car accident or some other type of situation that puts you in a place where you're uncovered and you've got a lot of expenses in front of you.
Florida Blue is the name of the company. Pat Garrity is the CEO. Pat, are you offering more plans for the individual market in the state of Florida via the state exchange, which opens up tomorrow, compared to what you offered, say, a year ago in the individual market in the state of Florida with no state exchange?
Well, we certainly are going to have lots of offerings, but it's significantly fewer offerings than we had prior to the exchange. The plans we're offering have to meet the test of the four levels of coverage in the so-called metal plans, the bronze through gold, and then the catastrophic plan. So you really have five categories. So we have multiple offerings within those five categories. But what we can't offer in going forward is the lower level of benefits that a lot of folks found affordable to them, and a good opportunity for them to access the marketplace. Those plan designs are no longer meeting the test of the federal benefit level, and so those options will no longer be available.
So when you're talking about the five categories, it's the catastrophic, bronze, silver, gold, and platinum. Those are the kind of different levels of categories that health insurance providers like Florida Blue are required to offer to participate in this federally run state exchange that Florida will have beginning October 1st. That's fewer plans, though, than that Floridians will have to choose from for the individual market than they had from Florida Blue a year ago. Is that correct?
That's correct. I still think we'll have a wide range of offerings, but it just won't be as many as were available prior to the October 1st.
Does that limit the so-called elasticity of the pricing? In other words, there's fewer price levels to choose from for folks who are looking for insurance?
Yes, that's true. It is actually because there are fewer options, the pricing will be perhaps clearer because there will be less stratification of benefit levels and price. But, I think there'll be enough choice there for people to feel like they can pick a plan that lines up with their needs.
You came from Blue Cross Blue Shield in Minnesota. You head up Florida Blue now, one of the largest insurance providers in the Sunshine State. Philosophically, I'm wondering what you think about this effort to bend the cost curve of the delivery of health care by addressing the demand side, because essentially that's what the ACA does. It addresses costs on the demand side, the insurance side, as opposed to addressing costs on the supply side, the delivery of the health care. Is that the right approach?
Well, I think that certainly all stakeholders in healthcare have an obligation to contribute to the solution that we're working on. I think there is much more that can be done on the delivery side. If you really look at cost, you're looking at 85% of the costs are in the delivery of care. And so what's at the heart of this issue is that we as a nation have to face up to changing from a fee-for-service, meaning the more you do as a delivery system, the more you get paid. We have to move off of that payment arrangement and move to an arrangement that really is focused on value. We often refer to this as the volume-to-value transformation. And so we're creating partnerships across the state that are focused on that. And believe it or not, I think there are many enlightened health system delivery leaders who are partnering with us to make this change because they understand that our nation cannot afford to continue to pay multiples of the CPI level of increases to the health delivery system.
The consumer price index.
Exactly. So that really has to change. And we really have to be focused on delivering what will allow our businesses to flourish, our individuals to be able to afford coverage, so that we as a nation are covering as many people as we possibly can. Because when somebody walks into a hospital without coverage, that is uncompensated care, and that winds up being paid for by everybody else. So we really do have to have a more rational way of thinking about the financing of healthcare.
Some have pointed to that rationality coming from price transparency. Would you be willing to work with your medical delivery partners to provide publication of the insurance rates, essentially, that you contract with those providers?
You know, we're absolutely moving in that direction. A lot of partners over the past have wanted their pricing to be confidential. But what we're seeing now, if you go into any one of our centers or if you go online with Florida Blue as a customer, we have an application called Know Before You Go. And in many, many services, we can show you the range of cost for the total procedure and what your cost would be as an individual in advance of going for the service. And so we have people today who are price shopping between various providers in their community.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a general market condition that has to take place.
You said something interesting there. Some of your clients, the hospitals and others, want confidentiality. Does Florida Blue require confidentiality with those contracted rates?
You know, that's certainly been one of the issues in the past. But what we're trying to do is move towards greater transparency so that more customers are informed when making the choices and decisions that they want. So we're moving towards a much more transparent environment with all of the players in the healthcare system. This is coming and will absolutely be something that will be in the marketplace before very long.
Does that mean the dropping of those confidentiality clauses in those contracted rates?
I think you're going to see that, and I think you're going to see numerous high-quality providers who actually look at it as a competitive advantage to have their numbers out there.
Not necessarily going to see a sale sign on a hospital ER, but at least we'll have some maybe price transparency involved.
You know, when you move to a more marketplace-driven environment, it's natural that the retail consumer is going to want to know. And I think our system is going to be much more consumer-centric than it will be provider-centric in the future.
Pat, finally, I want to ask you in regards to this. We had the CEO of Mount Sinai Medical Center on, Steve Sonnenreich, who said that he's working with at least six of his insurance companies to provide price transparency. Is this, again, something that Florida Blue could get behind to drop the confidentiality clause in its contracted rates with a medical center like that?
Yes, I think that's something that you will see coming.
Pat Garrity, the chairman and CEO of Florida Blue. Pat, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. I appreciate it.
And you can hear Steve Sonnenreich's comments on the Sunshine Economy, WLRN.org. Click on the Sunshine Economy tab.